You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. This week's episode is split into two sides. This is Side A.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Clock Radio Speakers. I'm your host, Armand. Follow me on Twitter at Armand Wake Up, A-R-M-O-N-D, Wake Up, all one word. ClockRadioSpeakers.com, at CRS Podcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/ClockRadioSpeakers, LinkedIn.com/ClockRadioSpeakers.
You're a funny guy. Someone's going to...
Funny guy. Like, hey, wait a minute. But the other guy who just chimed in is of course, Doc. What's going on?
Not much. A little under the weather, but I'll be okay.
Get well soon.
You know, it's not that serious. It's one of those things where it's been like a, like I've been getting sick in slow motion.
Oh, man.
We're like...
All right, Soldier Slim.
Slow motion better than no motion. No, where it's like... Where it's like every day I'm like 5% worse.
Yes.
So then like I was like, man, maybe I'm not just sleeping. But all of a sudden it like crept up on me. And it's nice because I work from home now. So, you know, I worked all morning, didn't feel that great. But I ate lunch and then I like took like a, I basically said, all right, I'm going to take like an hour to like rest. I like napped on the couch for an hour, did some more work for a couple more hours and then left early. So I ended up only and I could like work it around medicine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was able to be productive, and I really only had to take like a quarter of like a sick day, which is nice. Like otherwise, you know, if you when you're sick and it like creeps up on you and you're at work and you get to that like halfway through the day, you're like, oh no, I got to go home.
Yeah.
And you go home, you get like your hoodie on, you're getting all comfortable, you get all like get you know all your pills in you and everything else, and then you're like, man, now I feel all right.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've totally digressed, what's going on, everybody?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are those like new house germs maybe?
Oh, new house germ. See, why are you having it? Now I'm actually gonna Google that later. Thanks, Steve. Why you gotta do that to me?
I don't know. I know for me, I move a lot, so anytime I move, I get sick. New house germs. Like your body has to get adjusted to even after you know bleach and completely clean the house and stuff.
I think that's really just like more like stress and like all the stuff to do with the house.
Oh, sure. Sure. Weather changes.
Weather change. All the stuff for the house and new job. Like it was bound to catch up with me, but sure. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? You can follow me on Twitter at @doc_beats, S9Z. And that's the only place you can follow me. There is no Instagram. There is no LinkedIn. I do have a SoundCloud that I never update, but yeah.
I want some beats. Actually, I had somebody holler me to get with you about some beats, too, about some production.
Mm.
Yeah. So we will talk about that offline.
Mm, okay. So last week we did our first collaboration with 4th District.
Yeah.
I'm going to say thank you to them for promoting it and putting up on their site. And we got new listeners. We got a great response on Twitter. We definitely appreciate it. We hope everybody who listened to that liked that episode.
Drop some jewels, son. You got in the pulpit, son.
Did you pass the collection plate around on Twitter?
Yeah, pass collection plate. You had your little collar on. Like you went in last week. It's crazy.
It's what happens when a former political science, you know, major. Well, I say former, like I didn't get a degree. I have my degree, like, but you know, I got up on my soapbox. You know, it's okay.
It's all good. We all got our individual soapboxes, man. It's all good. It's all good. So that's what's up.
Yeah. So it was a really good episode last week. I'm glad we could do it. It was good to be back. It was a good episode to get back to. But this week,
yeah,
really feels like okay. Now we get to talk about music.
I really feel like this is Jesus's birthday present to me. He's like, hey. Hey, Armand, I know that, you know, we haven't done an all music episode this year, have we?
Sure.
Like with a collection of albums like this?
Yeah, we have.
Which one?
You're going to make me
three or four projects?
Yeah.
I guess that's like a rhetorical question. Like, I just don't remember it.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Been a while. All right, Stained. Relax.
You see that dude butcher the national anthem? Look at you being topical.
Nah, I didn't actually.
Lead singer from Stain sang the national anthem at a World Series game. Oh, yeah.
Listen. The Cardinals lost, so baseball is done to me. It's dead to me right now. Baseball is dead to me. And St. Louis Jr. is in the World Series? Yeah, it's dead to me.
St. Louis Jr.?
Yeah, that's Kansas City. Kansas City is St. Louis Jr. It acts like the style, the culture, everything is like a... St. Louis on a smaller scale.
They got better barbecue, though.
Mm.
But St. Louis... You've been listening to Tones by Armand.
somebody chop that up and sample it real quick.
But you guys do have toasted ravioli, which, you know.
We have everything. Speaking of that, you know why I didn't respond to your video that you sent me on Twitter the other day?
What video was that? Foods from Ohio?
Yeah, in Californians responded because it was Californians. No.
Now, some of that stuff was weird, man.
Now, some of the Ohio food is weird. A lot of it I don't eat, but I'm not from Ohio, but I'm here, so you can't slander the food because I eat out a lot. And the local restaurant game here is nice for a skinny fat person such as myself.
I'm sure we could do a video of people reacting to like New England food. You know, wouldn't be I don't know, a lot of our stuff, because the East Coast acts like we're the center of everything. So it's transplanted, but you know who I will rag on? Like, see, at least you guys have local food. If anybody's listening to this and you're in Utah, I feel really bad for you, because like Utah is the only state I've ever been to where they really just don't have like local food.
Really?
Yeah, there is no like. Think what is Utah known for food wise? I want you to.
You know what's funny? We're gonna get into that when we talk about somebody's album today. Huh. Like what is that particular area known for?
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's very interesting that that's the question that you posed.
I mean, I'm talking about it because I'm a reformed fat kid, so you know I like to think about food. But anyway, we got a lot of music to talk about. We should really get to it.
Let's do it. I'm just changing the channel because the NBA season starts tonight. Praise God. So I'm gonna have that on mute while we're doing this episode.
I appreciate you being honest with the listeners.
I am. Like, yo, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not a football guy. Like, this is it for me. But I can multitask. I multitask every week, and you guys don't even know it. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. I'm not even going to front. Sometimes. But right. Let's get into the music, man. All
right. So your girl, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Oh, we going to start with Nicki? Okay.
You want to start with Nicki?
I was going to say we could start with Drake just because that's a I don't know. I know. Let's talk Nicki, man. You already started. Let's keep going. Let's keep it moving.
So Nicki, out of nowhere, really. I mean, she kind of, I don't know. I don't follow her. I make it a rule to not follow any musicians on social media, really, which is ironic because I host a weekly music podcast. You think I would actually do that?
You just got to follow Elliot Wilson. You'll be all right.
Ba-dum-boom. So apparently she was teasing this, but at least seemingly for me, it felt like a little out of nowhere. We get a new single. It's called...
Yeah, I mean...
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say it's called Only.
Yep.
It's with Drake, Wayne, Chris Brown, produced by Dr. Luke.
Oh, Dr. Luke did that? Really?
Yep. I know, ironic, right? That, like, that's a trap record, and she goes and gets a big-name pop producer to produce a trap record for her, but, you know.
Why did she... She just needs... Like you said, she just needs to, like... If Detail did her whole album, like, I would be...
I'm guessing after Drunken Love, his number went up very high.
Nicki can't afford that?
No, I keep forgetting. Detail is on Cash Money.
Oh, shoot. Oh, speaking of on Cash Money, did you see who signed the Cash Money today?
Is it Cash Money Tuesday? Who signed this week?
Cash Money Tuesday. Well, first... First off, yeah, because they need to drop the Paris Hilton and Fred Durst albums like ASAP. The street's been waiting on those. No, for one, well, Jay Sean left Cash Money last week.
Okay.
And the collective response was, who? If you don't remember Jay Sean, if you shopped anywhere at a retail store in the mall, he did Down, right? When the sky is falling now. And that, like that joy.
I was just gonna let you sing.
Nah. Like, you're not gonna let me rock that whole hook out. Like, that's just not gonna happen. He left last week, but today, Doc.
This week in Cash Money.
The chickens have come home to roost. The prodigal son has come home to his father. Juvenile has re-signed with Cash Money Records.
Oh no.
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, maybe that'll somehow work out for him.
So now is Turk is still independent. Turk doesn't have a deal, but you know, all they're missing is BG, but BG's locked up.
Well, and Manny.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I don't want a Hot Boys album without Manny, straight up. And Manny has to do the whole joint. And I don't want no trap. Like, I was gonna say
Juvenile over trap beats. I mean, maybe that'll work.
Nah, I want that New Orleans bounce Manny with the keyboard horns, the Korg horns and all that. Yeah, nah. Nah. Anyway, but Nicki Minaj, though, I'm sorry.
This week in Cash Money Tuesday.
Cash Money.
So that's a lot. So single only. She's got a lot of big names on it.
Yeah.
And it was coupled with the announcement that the album's getting pushed back till December 15th.
Crazy. Crazy. Right. She should be coming. Wayne's album was supposed to, I mean, I'm jumping ahead of the schedule.
No, that's fine.
Wayne's album was supposed to come out tomorrow or today, right?
Yeah, but that, you know, obviously pushed.
Nope. It obviously didn't happen.
With no release date. So did Believe Me not do what they thought?
I don't know. Everybody I know liked Believe Me.
I want to see what this has done.
If she dropped today, like that would have been fine. Anaconda is still like it's crawling. Like it's not dead, but it's not the fever pitch that it was, you know, a month and a half ago. Then you drop an immediate new single with Dr. Luke, Drake and Wayne and Chris Brown. Like that would have worked.
I mean, Believe Me did okay. I mean, it was, you know, 26 in Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah. Especially for that type of song. Like,
right. That's well, that's interesting. That's clearly a, you know, it's funny because it's Lil Wayne and Drake. So you could theoretically talk yourself into Lil Wayne and Drake, that sort of record crossing over. But I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was, I don't know.
Nah, it was too hippity hop, too rappity rap.
Right.
Even the hook was like, it wasn't really sing songy.
Right.
You know, if you look at I'm On One, Drake's singing the hook.
Right. It's funny. I was just going to say, it's No She Will.
I was about to say, yeah, Drake's singing on She Will. On this, he croons a little bit, but it's mostly he's rapping the hook. That's that crossover to pop radio. That's just going to do pretty good on urban radio. But, you know, aside from that, I think more important than how it does on the radio is how people respond to it, especially with Wayne's reputation being kind of non-existent.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Wayne, no matter what Wayne does, people are going to say it's trash because it's Wayne. But people really like that record and people were saying that Wayne was spitting and he was. So I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. Then they put out that grinding record too, though, right?
Oh yeah,
they put out that grind. I might have listened to that twice. I mean, there's no diss. I just didn't listen. I just didn't.
Right.
Because it was Wayne and Drake again, wasn't it? Or was it Wayne and Young Thug or something like that? Then they just put out a Wayne and Thug record too.
You're gonna make me go Google some more. But anyway, what I want to say was, well, actually, what we were talking about. So Wayne gets pushed back. He's got. I mean, we don't know when he's coming out.
Yeah. No date.
Nicki's got a date, but it's December 15th. And so now we get Only. How do you feel about this song?
It might be the most awkward record of the year. Might be. And I'm being generous.
Why is it awkward to you?
So you make an entire song about I didn't sleep with my label owner and my label mate. But if I did. This is the OJ book. This is the OJ book. I didn't kill Nicole, but if I did, this is exactly how I would do it.
Can you imagine if that would have happened in 2014?
Oh my God. Yo, if the OJ Simpson trial would have happened on social, oh my, so many memories in the 90s had they had social media, bruh.
Just in general, can you imagine the response online if I did it comes out? Just not even the whole murder, but just that book. Like,
bruh. Man, that would have been so ugly.
Yeah.
It's super ugly.
So the content in the verses doesn't really fit at all with the hook. Chris Brown's hook is super generic and blah blah,
yeah,
blah blah blah,
weird.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I honestly actually laughed out loud, like a legit real life laugh out loud when I heard Drake's verse.
Yo, Drake's verse is freaking crazy. Freaking, and it led to a Twitter discussion of what is a BBW.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, it's 9:30 in the morning.
It's too early. Amon's got standards, people. He can't have those kind of conversations.
It's like eating. I'm getting older, so like I can't do what I used to do as a 20-year-old and have like pizza for breakfast. Like I just can't. I need eggs and bacon and sausage and pancakes and cereal and stuff, and then. Once noon hits, my body's ready for lunch. I can't.
That's because
you got to build up.
That's because pizza in the morning is designed for I drank too much last night. My body just needs greasy, like
just,
carbohydrates in my belly.
It's just weird how, like, you know, your body is just created to withstand the broke years that are your 20s. So, like, if you're broke in your 20s, like, it's okay because you can eat absolute cheap junk and it'll withstand it. But once you get in your late 20s, early 30s, and you start making a decent amount of money, like, then it's like, all right, we got to go to Whole Foods.
Right. That's why I'm sitting here making smoothies every day with flaxseed in it. Like, what has happened to my life?
Oh, man. Flaxseed gangster. Yeah, that's why I'm buying $6 $6 juices from Whole Foods, stacking up and driving 30 minutes out the way to get a freaking fruit fix. Terrible.
So Drake's versus funny, but...
Drake's versus funny.
That's and then, about it for me on this.
Yeah. Like, is it weird? Did I listen to Wayne's verse wrong, or did he, like, in the middle of the verse just, like, start, like, rappity rapping?
Yeah.
Like, he was talking about Nicki, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'd kill a nigga. I'm like, wait a minute. Nicki is the top. I don't know, man. Like, that record, you essentially wasted your Drake and Wayne feature on something like that, which essentially was kind of like, in more than anything, was like an inside joke.
Well, kind of, but I think the only thing this record really does is it furthers the mystique of Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
So the storyline, I mean, think of it like wrestling, right? Where it's like, so the storyline is like these two, you know, Drake and Wayne, these two very famous, incredibly famous rappers, personalities in American culture, you know, would love to be with Nicki. Like, it is a story. Mm-hmm. Rap is like wrestling. So think of it that way.
Yeah.
I like how we're not even talking about the song.
Yeah, I know, we're not talking about the song.
The beat is okay. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about it. I mean, it's just not, you know.
And you that's what you get from Dr. Luke. Like, you could have found that on SoundCloud. And it's not a diss to anybody, because SoundCloud has some amazing production. But if I'm going to pay, you know, if I'm paying six figures or however much Dr. Luke is commanding, like, he has to make me some stuff that sounds like Pluto. No future. No future. Who's coming out with the mixtape? Oh, today.
Today. No future in your front?
Nah, nobody knows about MC Breed.
Nobody got that reference.
Nobody got that.
Speaking of Drake.
Yeah.
Your man Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey.
Out of nowhere.
RKO out of nowhere.
Puts out three songs on a SoundCloud.
Yep.
One of them, How About Now, which we had previously heard clearly a non, like, mastered snippet of.
Mm-hmm.
Heat of the Moment and Six God.
Yep.
The fact that I'm sure there was nothing to it. But the fact that these three particular songs were put out together is really interesting to me.
How so? Break that down.
To me, it shows that Drake is kind of almost at a place kind of like how Kanye is, where he has these very distinctive types of Drake that he can dip in and out of. So, like, Kanye can do, well, this time, okay, he does College Dropout Kanye. Now he might do Yeezus Kanye. Oh, he's going to do Graduation Kanye. Like, he has these sort of different sounds.
And
now Drake is getting to a place where, like, Heat of the Moment is so far gone, Drake. How About Now is Take Care, Drake. And Six God is clearly...
Nothing
was the same, Drake, right? And so...
Interesting.
I think what, you know, I don't know if he'll do another type of sound for his next record or not, but he's not quite at Kanye level of, like, okay, this album I'm going to sound completely like this, but he clearly can dip in and out of this stuff.
Yeah.
Heat of the Moment is, I mean, the first verse is practically an R. Kelly tribute in the way that it's structured, the way that it sounds, lyrics about what kids are doing.
Yeah. Like, fam. I just think it's interesting that he is really singing on this song.
Yeah.
He is really singing his heart out.
It reminded me of the interlude from So Far Gone.
It reminded me more of Thank Me Later than So Far Gone. But I hold So Far Gone at a different place.
You do. I would say, let me put it this way. It reminds me of the second half, like the later part of So Far Gone, not the beginning run.
Oh, so like Bria's interlude?
Yes, that's actually what it reminds me of.
Got you. Yeah, that beat is very Bria's interlude-esque. I can see that.
And it's produced by 40. You know, you know, it's interesting that Drake gets, you know, people, for a while it was sort of like, oh, is Drake going to make an aggressive sound or is he going to do like a soft song? But he clearly has these very sort of different styles now. How About Now? Sample, man. That bass.
Yeah, man. That record is super, super dope. How About Now? It's super dope. Yeah. And I feel like he wanted that for the album.
Well, it's interesting. So first of all, it's produced by Boy Wonder and Jordan Evans, who've they've done records for Drake before, obviously. All three of these records are downloadable on SoundCloud. So that's not always a given with Drake.
Not at all.
So, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. They've changed, they have switched it up if a song takes off. So that's the genius of Drake's strategy with SoundCloud. If one of these records picks up at radio, they just switch it to the iTunes link. And then, you know, and then you won't see it downloadable for free anywhere. And then they can push it to record. And because these three songs are very different, you know, but still within sort of the Drake sound, he kind of has it both ways. Now, I don't, you know, he said what the claim was that, like, you know, somebody had these songs and they were going to get out anyway, so put them out.
I don't know. That's weird because I know Heat of the Moment has been, that was supposed to be on Nothing Was the Same.
Right. That I was going to say, that song title sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, because it was actually, he had it listed as featuring his father when it was just him trying to kick his dad off the phone.
Oh, you're right. That's why Heat of the Moment sounds familiar. Oh, you know what? Maybe now we can really go and build that that 1.5.
Yeah, the only thing we're missing now is the Wu-Tang Forever remix, which we'll never get. And the record with Casey Veggies.
I'm okay.
I almost feel like now you could just put together like an EP of all the songs that he's done.
I almost did that. But How About Now's Dope.
How About Now's Dope.
You're right. I could see that being a record that he might want to put out, but he still has that option. Like
it's on the radio. Dog. It came on the radio Friday night, Saturday night, Friday night. Cause you text, I was out all day Saturday. You text me on Saturday and said, and told me about the leak, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it was on the radio Friday night.
Sure. I'm not surprised.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
And then Six God.
Yeah, what you think about Six God, man?
It's sort of like Worst Behavior Part 2.
Yeah.
It grew on me.
I forgot to send you, there's a remix.
Already?
No.
Oh, actually, yeah, who rapped on this already?
I saw Murder Mook rap on it. No. It's not from a rapper. It's from a producer.
Okay.
This producer named Graves, he just added some different drums on it. And it's a completely different monster. Like, it makes me not even listen to the regular version. The drums the drums on the remix are so nasty. So,
do you like it?
I do. Diddy Kong sample.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy. I do like it. I like it. And it's funny. It reminds you of a different version of Worst Behavior. A different version of Worst Behavior. It almost sounds like, remember on Mario when you would be down to your last 60 seconds?
And you get like,
and then it would like, everything would just get faster and more like erratic. That's what this song sounds like.
It's produced by Boy Wonder and Sixth Sense.
Shout out Sixth Sense. Okay.
And yeah. No, I like it. I like all these records. Again, Drake continuing the SoundCloud streak.
You like Heat in the Moment?
I do like Heat in the Moment. It's not amazing, but I like it. It's cool. Not a fan? You don't like the water drop drums?
Nah, I like the beat. I think it's like Drake really trying to sing that's throwing me off.
Mm.
He hasn't done one of those records in a long time.
That's why it sounds old to me, yeah.
There you go. Good analogy. Yeah, he hasn't. Really, because even your Wu-Tang Forevers and your what's the song that comes after Wu-Tang Forever?
Own it.
Yeah, like they're the most singing he's done in a while.
Right.
So for him to go completely straight R&B. That's interesting. I didn't think about what you said, how they're three totally different records. I would actually like to see artists do more of that.
Right. Like he's now at a place in his career where he can do this. Like it takes a while.
Sure.
Otherwise, it feels like you're stretching too far. You know, like...
Sure.
And to his credit, he can pull it off.
Sure. I've seen a lot of backlash for these records, though.
Really?
Yeah. I guess...
Heat of the Moment, especially?
No, Six God is getting the most backlash.
Huh?
Yeah, weird. It's weird. I think what it is, I think it's from the people who were online when the records initially leaked. And there was like a Six God is crazy type of thing. And then, you know, they're like, oh, this isn't crazy. It's just kind of good. And then kind of good means bad because everybody else hyped it up.
See, here's what I do now because Drake likes to drop records in the middle of nowhere. I use If This Then That, which is like a web service you can sign up for. And it sends me an email anytime October's very own posts something to SoundCloud.
Oh, say word.
So okay. I got an email. I was like, three tracks. I was like, oh, let's go listen. But yeah, I like these records. And look, they're free. And here's the interesting thing is we have no idea if these will make the album. No clue.
How about now? I should make the album though. How about now? It's very strong.
It is
very strong. Yeah. I'm already seeing girls, you know, take pictures on Instagram and quote it.
Oh no.
Yeah. That means it's there. You know, he kind of started that trend with Marvin's Room. Like from there, it's the Drake caption. So, I mean, you know, but nah, shout to Drake, man. Dope records. Good continual streak. It's good to see some consistency from major label artists. Oh, you know who else we were supposed to talk about?
Who?
Did you hear that Ross and Migos record? I mean,
no.
I said it out loud, and then like as I said it, I'm like, Doc didn't listen to a Ross and Migos record on purpose. I have a really interesting theory about Migos and what some of the artists are doing, or what, when it comes to fans.
You know, I don't hate Migos.
I don't either.
Okay. Let's be clear. Even though you did once refer to them as the Migos, which was the oldest thing you've ever said in your life.
Ah, the Migos. I heard them on the Twitter. On the Twitters. Went and got their album at the Walmarts. Yeah. So
you have a theory?
Oh, you want me to say my theory? Well, all right. So
next week when Armand articulates his theory.
I just want to build it up to something else. I mean, it's something about how fans listen to music. It's weird. So with the Even If I Lose video, because that record is so slow, right? A lot of feedback that I've gotten has been you have a spoken word flow. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But there's a poet named Jackie Hill who's coming out with a hip hop album. And she talks about, she was on Twitter the other day talking about how there's a contrast between, your spoken word poetry audience and your hip hop audience, where your spoken word audience, they're listening for words, but then your hip hop audience is listening for delivery, how you say something. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that sometimes I get complimented on how I say things. When I write, the emphasis is always on what I'm saying. How I say it is a very small factor, if a factor at all.
It's a huge factor. Flow means so much.
So then in that case, if flow means so much, why do Migos catch so much slander? Because if flow is so heavy, I mean, do they have a whack flow? Absolutely not. They have great flow and cadence and all that stuff. All right. Those other intangibles that a lot of lyricists don't have.
Right.
It's almost it just speaks to my theory that a lot of fans like kind of don't know what they want.
Well, they also made a record called Hannah Montana. I mean.
I can't get this off. I can't get this off with you. You just totally like any other momentum that I was building up to finish my point. Like you just killed with Hannah Montana. So let's move.
I just did the fighting game reversal. Like it's now it's done.
You did. Yes. You just combo breakered me. We're really playing Killer Instinct right now. Now I have Hannah Montana stuck in my head. Thank you. Hannah Montana. Hi, God. Molly. Hi, God. What? That's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Have you heard that Coco song yet? That I'm in love with the Coco, Busta Rhymes' new artist. I need to start sending you my ignorant.
Why would you do that to me?
Man, because anyway. I have to indoctrinate you.
Indoctrinate.
I have to purify you in the waters of Lake Minnetonka with my ignorant rap playlist. It's the funniest song ever.
But by the way, you sort of segued into it, but you didn't fully complete the segue. You put out the Even If I Lose remix.
Oh, look at that. I did. So yeah, shout out to you guys. 1,200, we're approaching 1,300 views on the video, first off. So thank you very much. Thank you to all the websites that have posted. Thank you to everybody who's retweeted, feedback, all that great stuff. We all appreciate it. And then the remix, thank you guys. I think we've gotten like 200 listens within 24 hours, which is great for me. You know, I'm seeing the consistency driving my numbers up. So I really, really, really appreciate the feedback. Shout out to Taylor, shout out to Jonathan Baker, shout out to O'Sharp, shout out to Doc, who let me like completely fake irritate him over a week over a very small part of the mix, which kind of to me made the record good or bad, but we fixed it.
It's all good.
Salute.
You know what, I was like, I'm not gonna try to get fancy with this one. I just wanted it to be good.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I was really worried about the hook with rapping the hook, the singing, and the scratching. No. And you did a fantastic job. And you got it one take hove. You one take hoved it.
Yeah. Nah, come on.
Nah. What? It's me, baby.
It's not amateur hour. So we've got 4 albums to talk about this week. Anything else you want to talk about before we...
Did we talk about everything? We talked about Drake. It was just Drake and Nicki,
right? Drake and Nicki. Anything else, really?
I don't... No Kendrick. No usual suspects that we normally talk about on the show. Let's get into these albums, man.
All right. So we've got Run the Jewels 2.
Yep.
We've got Your Man Stolly.
Yep.
Armand's laughing for a reason we'll explain later. Logic.
Yep.
And
yep,
Triply.
And Triply, yep.
Where you want to start?
Let's start with Run the Jewels.
Okay.
Because that album is very interesting.
Did you listen to Run the Jewels, the first one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
See, I didn't. And so for people who don't know, Run the Jewels is LP and Killer Mike.
Yep. LP, Company Flow. This is one.
And the End Burner, you know.
And the End Burners. What was the name of that? What was the name of that? Def Jux, Definitive Jux.
Right. So this is the sequel to Run the Jewels. I apparently need to listen to the first one if because this is apparently even better than the first one. That's what people are saying.
I'm only going to say the jury is still out because okay. we're still digesting the album. So okay. I can't make that assumption, but the first one was pretty good.
All right. So, I had really no expectations going into this. Yeah. I remember, I listened to when LP did the album for Killer Mike. And that had some songs, but I thought it was a little overrated by the online community.
It was.
So I was, but the reaction I saw online to this record was insane.
Well, first, did you see that they leaked their own album?
Well, it's because it leaked out.
Yeah.
Like a bad quality version or something.
Yeah.
So they said, yeah, forget it.
we'll just leak it ourselves.
Right.
How do you, because I remember Little Brother did that. I never forget Fonte leaked, was it Get Back? I think Fonte leaked Get Back a week before it came out. He leaked it on his MySpace blog. Shout out to Fonte's MySpace blog. So how do you feel about that when artists leak their own album?
So I think in this case, they're in a different sort. They're in the kind of place where they can do that and that works for them in the brand of Run the Jewels, right? So
because they're anti-establishment.
Yeah, it's not even just that. Like, you know, Adult Swim like helped pay for it, you know. This is Adult Swim. So it's a really interesting story. Like Adult Swim, like one of the higher ups at Adult Swim is basically the reason why LP and Killer Mike even got together. They like they were working with something with LP and, they were like because Adult Swim does all sorts of like music and weird stuff for their like shows, like the little interludes between shows and stuff.
They do. Speaking of Adult Swim, side note, did you get a chance to catch Mike Tyson's Mysteries?
No.
Okay, heard it was hilarious. Yeah. I haven't seen it. Heard it was hilarious. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And there's a I forget where I read the article, but something effective. You know, the guy was talking with LP, and like they both had a shared love for early '90s Ice Cube records. Okay. And the guy said, well, the Adult Swim guy basically said, well, you know, if you want to do that sort of record, you know, Killer Mike. I mean, he's the guy you should be working with. And that sort of laid the groundwork. And originally, they were only supposed to do like one record for rap music. But they ended up doing 3 in the first session. And then they ended up doing the entire album, pretty much.
Mm.
So people, you know, I thought it was overrated, but people really liked it. So they, there was a push to get them to do more work. So they did the first Run the Jewels, which was, I think, really a mixtape, right?
Yeah, I mean, they put it out. It was an album, but they put it out for free.
Right.
It eventually made its way to iTunes and all that stuff.
And then this time around, it got picked up by Mass Appeal, which is, I always forget that's Nas's imprint.
Okay.
I guess he was a fan of the first Run the Jewels, so, you know, he wanted to do this. But I guess one of the first songs that they like put out was, you know, ended up like doing some stuff for Adult Swim. So Adult Swim helped pay for the album. Like, you know, and if you look at the type of like their type of fan base and what they're going to be doing, like I'm sure they're going to sell special vinyl, and they did a whole Kickstarter thing for Meow the Jewels. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So like they're in this different space where if they leaked the record, it actually did them a favor.
Yeah.
the buzz that has now built up around this, at least online, is crazy.
Did you read the Rolling Stone article?
I think I did. I read a couple articles about them today.
It was super detailed. It broke down. Basically, it was Run the Jewels. Then it was a whole section on Killer Mike. Then it was a whole section on LP. Then it was Run the Jewels again.
Wow.
This is the very detailed read.
So, you know, I saw the reaction online and I was like, all right, let me download this. One of the nice things about working from home now is I can just put music on in the background and I don't have to really think about it. And, you know, if I have to almost sometimes like stop it so I can like, okay, I need to listen to this later when I'm not in the middle of something important.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to go track by track on this. Are you all right with that? Or?
Yeah, that's cool.
So the first record is Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Which is a good song. I like this song.
Yeah.
It immediately establishes this sort of like, if you aren't used to listening to Run the Jewels, like it's just the little opening like snippet of Killer Mike sort of establishes an aggressive sound that you're going to hear, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Jeopardy even sort of sells short how kind of aggressive and insane this album gets.
Yeah.
Cuz Oh My Darling Don't Cry, there is nothing in hip hop that sounds like this right now.
Nah.
The beat on that is completely insane. I love that record. I love Oh My Darling Don't Cry.
Yeah.
And so Oh My Darling Don't Cry and Blockbuster Night Part 1, which is the next track. Those are the first two leaks.
Fam.
Hey, Blockbuster Night Part 1.
Fam.
The transition from Oh My Darling Don't Cry and the Blockbuster Night Part 1. I was like, wait a minute. Did they actually switch tracks?
Yo, Blockbuster Night is stupid. That record is stupid.
It's pretty good. It's not...
Nah, that record is dope. Don't play with me. That record is dope. It's funny. This is another thing that I've noticed about the theme of these albums. These beats are going to sound amazing at the festivals that they will tour next year.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
These records are super indie festival ready. They're angry, they're hot.
Right, like Blockbuster Night Part 1, that's the kind of record where you could get a band and really turn that into something.
Yeah.
Same with Close Your Eyes and Count to F.
Yeah, with Zach De La Rocha. Yeah. Right. They sample him on the record.
Right. And it's at this point where, because I guess LP and Zach, like, remember in the 90s, like, Zach was going to do, like, a solo album and it was going to be a little more hip-hop?
He had that record on the first album.
Right. Yep. And so LP did a couple records. So that's how they know each other.
Okay.
But it's funny. But like by this point in the album, I'm really putting together like, yo, this really sounds like a 2014 take on those Bomb Squad Ice Cube records.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I give him credit because nobody sounds like that right now.
Nah. And it's funny. If you listen to some of Killer Mike's old music, I don't think Killer Mike's content hasn't changed. Killer Mike's flow, delivery, none of his rappery has changed. It's the urgency that LP is providing with the production that makes Killer Mike sound like a completely different MC.
And it's such a you're right. It's such. I don't necessarily want for LP to go make these beats for a bunch of other people. It works so well for Killer Mike.
Yeah, I don't even think that's the plan. And I can't even think of a lot of MCs who that would work with.
Right now. But I like Close Your Eyes.
Yeah.
All My Life is cool. Yeah. To me it's kind of like, but in the terms of sequencing the album it works cuz it's kind of like it's a little bit of a nice come down from the last run of songs. But I like Lie, Cheat, Steal. That beat is weird but dope. I like that.
You know what's funny, man? Like, listen, like I don't know if there's anything, I'm just going to skip. I don't even think there's anything whack on this album.
Right. You're right. There's nothing whack on this album. The worst thing I say about a song is, that's a cool song.
Yeah.
And there's like, just like there's many levels of, there's many levels of cool.
Yeah.
Like there's an album we're going to talk about later today where I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a couple of those.
Right. It's like cool. Like I say cool like I'm falling off a cliff. That's cool.
That's cool. the Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice scream.
Lie, Cheat, and Steal is really dope. I like Early.
Is that Boots Riley from the Coop?
No, it's Boots, the guy from Beyonce's album.
Okay.
Right. The hook gets in your head for me in this one. Like it. But it's a good song. Like, it's just one of those, like, to me, when I play this album, I just play it front to back.
You kind of have to.
Yeah. And it works that way. Mm-hmm. it's not that long. Like, that's part of why it works, you know?
Yep. 11 tracks, it might be 35 minutes.
I think it's like 38. Yeah, it's not that long. All due respect with Travis Barker.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, I like that beat a lot. And I love the breakdown, like the breakdown slash hook with the chanting. Like, I like, I don't know. Like, again, what in hip-hop sounds like this right now? But for me, my secret favorite for this album is Love Again.
Of course it is.
Oh, God, this record is so great. Oh, it is so dirty and nasty, but man, it works.
I just can't.
Oh, come on.
The
beat is woozy. That's the best way I can describe it.
No, it's Gangsta Boo who throws me off.
That's the best part. Because it's a very sexual song, but from a male point of view. And then Gangsta Boo's like, nope.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I don't work in an office anymore, because I'd be walking around muttering this. Yeah, I'm in a mouth all day. You know, that'd be a problem.
Yeah.
A
little bit.
Meanwhile, I can just walk around my house, you know, humming and singing that. But yeah, I love again, Akinelli back. I mean, when it says Akinelli back in parentheses, maybe, I'm guessing maybe half of our audience knows who Akinelli is.
Rock Bells. I don't know. That's a really good question to find out.
But if you don't, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'll say the other song that he's known for besides the obvious, Love for Free.
Oh. Yeah.
Love Me for Free. I mean, that was the radio version, Love Me for Free.
Love Me for Free.
Yeah. Would you love me for free?
But no, Love Again is great. Love Again is great.
Yeah.
But you, Gangsta Boo, that verse just doesn't do it for you?
Yeah, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. It's probably just because, like, she was rapping like that when I was 13, listening to, like, you know, Tear the Club Up and Chapter 2 World Domination. And now here we are 17 years later and you're still rapping like that.
But see, like, that's why I love this album, is because this is one of the few things that reminds me of, like, and it's me being an old man now, right? But it's not even just nostalgia, but it's like, this is the type of, like, aggressive hip hop that I fell in love with.
Yeah.
So we got Crown. How do you feel about Crown?
I like Crown.
It's a nice change of pace. Like, I appreciate them putting it right after Love Again. It's a good record.
I like Crown. I always have appreciated Killer Mike's storytelling ability.
Yeah, it's a good
Killer
story.
Killer Mike is a very dope storytelling rapper. One of the most slept on joints is, have you heard when he rapped over 112 Cupid?
No.
Man, dope. He's like rapping like a Dope Boy tale over 112 Cupid. It's dope.
I love that record though. Like,
exactly.
That's dope. Like 13-year-old Doc, you know.
It's not gonna throw you off. Like, okay. you can play that and then play the original version around your girl and get the fuzzies, get the warm fuzzies.
Get the fuzzies. I was gonna say that's the kind of record 13-year-old Doc would have put on a mixtape for a girl, you know, like that's
Oh man. We gotta bring mixtapes back. You just gotta make a mixtape for your wife, man, if you don't. Just randomly throw us. But I know you probably, like, nowadays, what are we doing for chicks? Making them playlists?
Spotify playlists. That's so romantic.
Baby, here's my Spotify login. You can use my... Oh, speaking of Spotify logins, have you seen they finally got the family plan popping?
Yeah, that's coming. Yeah, I don't know if that's turned on yet, but once it is, I need to convert my... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too.
The last record is Angel Duster.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good record to end with, especially like the outro.
Yeah.
Because it just really makes this feel like one long continuous thing.
Yep.
Part of it is because I had no expectations for this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I was blown away by this. Wow. I had no idea.
Wow.
This album's really good.
It's dope.
This is immediately vaulted into the top 10 for this year.
I mean, again, I was thinking about that this year. Like, do we have 10 records?
We're going to get there. I have a feeling.
Do we have, we might have 10 records that we could put together. Like, I don't think we have 10 each.
Oh, come on.
I think you might have five and I might have five.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of overlap. No. You know what? No. We're going to go back and we're going to listen, and maybe like the Schoolboy Q album will have grown on us or.
Shout. No. No.
Like, no.
I don't think so. It might be one of the albums that we review today. I mean, we're one for one right now.
One for one.
I recommend also, Doc, since you haven't heard the first Run the Jewels.
I need to, yeah.
Reagan. Listen to Reagan first and then okay. go listen to the rest of the album. Reagan is... No, actually, you know what? Reagan is on... is Reagan on rap music?
I think I might have heard Reagan.
Reagan might be on rap music. I might be wildin'. Looks like Blockbuster Night is the single.
I guess if there's a single from this project.
I mean, I could see them. I mean, if they're going to do a video, if it's like right. they're going to do a video because right. they could totally. I'm sure Adult Swim, if they put that together, then they're going to show it on Cartoon Network. And Blockbuster Night totally sounds like a record that I'd hear at 1 o'clock in the morning, like right. between Aqua Teen Hunger Force and whatever else they show on there.
See, that's another thing. Like I could totally. I mean, it's ironic now this album came out and I'm not at UConn anymore. I could totally imagine this is going to be blaring out of dorm rooms at like 1 a.m. with some mysterious clouds coming out of the underneath the door at the same time.
See, there you go.
wow, we're already 50 minutes in. So I just realized we should probably call this an end to Side A for this week. So thank you all for listening to the Side A of this week's Clock Radio Speakers. Catch us on clockradiospeakers.com and soundcloud.com/clockradiospeakers for Side B.
We hope you enjoyed Side A of this week's episode. Please check out Side B at clockradiospeakers.com.